Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm Irresistible to Woman. Now it's your turn. So today I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, just one of the best possible weapons you can have in your arsenal. I'll be discussing laughter, the best aphrodisiac. To help me talk about this is every guy's favorite aphrodisiac, OORelationships.com female expert, Amy Waterman. So, what's up, Amy?
Well, what's down, actually? I was just standing in the studio a few minutes ago and thinking, my pants are falling down. But I didn't think I was going to ask you to hold them up
well,
for me.
I mean, is that supposed to be a problem?
Actually, I'm actually getting quite hot as well.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you should lift that shirt up while the pants go down.
Hey, that's fantastic.
All right, then, before we get out of control, let's talk about some stuff. Well, I'd like to talk about a guy who knew the power of laughter. His name's Brad. Brad wasn't
That's
that
good. That's not Brad Pitt, is it?
No, actually, it's not. He looks a little bit like him, but
if
for some
Brad
reason,
Pitt
he's not.
If Brad Pitt was in the studio, my pants would be around my ankles. Actually, that doesn't sound very nice, does it?
Oh, it's very nice. Believe me, I think our listeners will find it very nice. So Brad, not Brad Pitt, just Brad, wasn't that good looking, but he was full of charisma, energy, and the ability to make fun of himself. He had no problem letting it all hang out, not in the same way that you let it all hang out, Amy, but, you know, in the figurative sense.
I don't have anything to hang out, at least down there.
Right. Anyway, so for Brad, karaoke was a regular event for him on weekend nights. One night, Brad was having a great time, not even looking for girls, just singing, badly I might add, at a karaoke bar on the east side of Manhattan, just entertaining his friends. This beautiful Latina friend of mine, a girl he normally wouldn't think of picking up, noticed him and really enjoyed his horribly bad, but also horribly funny, singing. She wasn't blown away by Brad's looks, but loved the fact that he enjoyed making fun of himself on stage. There was just something about the energy he brought with him, how he made her laugh. Soon they started talking, one thing led to another, and before he knew it, Brad was in bed with this beautiful South American chick, and believe me, she's pretty hot. Now they're talking about getting married. By the way, this story is entirely true. So, Ames, I mean, I think you would agree with me. Laughter is a powerful aphrodisiac.
I think so, too. One reason why it actually has a biological reason. When you laugh, your heart rate goes up, blood rushes to your extremities, and you actually experience physiological arousal when you're laughing. Now, the cool thing is, this also, by the way, works with fear. If you're laughing, you get aroused, and if you're actually scared, you get aroused. But the interesting thing about your brain is that it can't tell whether it's actually aroused because of that hot guy next to you or simply because you're finding it so funny. So I may interpret my laughter, all this humor and all this arousal I'm feeling simply due to being close to you, James.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. I'll have to remember that, file that one away. Great. So when we come back, we'll be talking about how self-deprecation can improve your game. Welcome back. So karaoke, or anything else that allows you to let loose and make fun of yourself, is, to me, just a great way of meeting girls. I mean, hey, my last name is Brito. Sounds like burrito, right? And if you want to be like the kids in high school, Dorito and Frito as well. So, you know, growing up, I always got called Burrito. Bothered me at first, but once I started joking about it myself, even embracing the moniker of Burrito, signing it in emails, just calling myself that, life got better. Schoolmates actually stopped calling me Burrito in a mocking way, but in a fun, buddy kind of way. Hey, what's up, Burrito? I realized that self-deprecation has even greater rewards than that. By doing silly things like the worst worm you'll ever see on a dance floor, or just karaoke on a stage, girls laugh and enjoy my company. I'd be invited out a lot more, and meet a lot more women. Now that's a winner's game. So, Amy, I heard you laughing a bit. What happens when a girl sees a guy who's confident enough in himself to joke about himself?
Well, I think what happens is what has exactly been happening in the studio. I mean, we've been making fun of one another, and hopefully everybody out there is laughing with us. They're having a great time. And I have to admit, I think it is more attractive in men, self-deprecation, than in women, because I just tend to love that style of humor, personally, like the pants falling down. And it is funny, men do seem to laugh, whether or not it's the woman or the guy who's doing it. But the great thing about self-deprecating humor is that you know the guy doesn't have an ego. If he can laugh like that with you, you can make fun of him. He can make fun of you. And there's nothing more fun than making fun of one another.
Exactly. The barriers just come down. It's like, hey, let's just have fun. Let's not, you know, be like all wooden. Let's just have fun.
And the great thing is, I'll tell you a secret, James, a guy who can just let loose, be silly, make fun of himself is probably not going to be that bad in bed either, because sex is one of the funniest things out there. It can be so silly. Well, and you know, if a guy's not tense and stiff and has to keep his pride, he's going to be experimental and crazy and just loosen himself in bed.
That sounds like me. It's really no secret. Great. So, I mean, you talked about, you know, what sort of humor you like. I mean, I think most girls will appreciate self-deprecation, but not all of them. So the great thing is there are other types of humor that you can use. I found the following styles to be useful for almost any type of girl. Number one is observational humor. Hey, strange and funny things always happen. You might see a guy whose face looks just like his dog's, or a ridiculous-looking cat staring right at you. If you can point out the funny things in life, you'll come off as sharp, witty, and full of fun. Number two is wit. Amy, I think you'll agree with me. Nothing looks stronger than a guy who can just cut his opponent to pieces, especially using his opponent's own remarks against him.
That's so, so true. One of the things I'm sort of thinking about right now is, of course, David D'Angelo has this whole theory of cocky funny.
Yes.
And part of David D's stuff is that you use your humor to almost belittle the other person, especially if the other person is a beautiful woman. I'm not so sure about that, but some guys say it works.
Yes. Well, I mean, I was going to talk about cocky funny a little bit later, but let's talk about it now. I mean, the premise is, as you said, by doing cocky and funny acts, like making fun of a girl or slapping her hands in disapproval, you show that you can sort of live without her, that you show the girls that they need you more than you need them. Now, I personally don't recommend this method because, like you said, it just kind of makes you look like a jerk, but I guess it does work with certain types of girls, right, Amy?
Well, I think the thing is, you think, go back to like junior high when you were 13, 14, whatever. You teased girls to get their attention.
Yes.
I know as a girl back then, I honestly believed that if a boy teased me, he was showing me that he liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're an adult and you go back into that cocky, funny mode, women get transported back to those juvenile years. And if the woman's pretty immature, she'll love it.
Yes.
But mature women may find that you're acting like a juvenile and say, that just isn't for me.
Right. Like I said, you know, this humor doesn't work on everyone. You did mention something very interesting. I mean, I think so much of the attraction game is about going back to your childhood, you know, sort of regressing. Wouldn't you agree with that?
It's definitely,
I mean,
because
just having fun.
It's relaxing. And I would love to find a guy who could be a man in the real world. He's a real adult. He's responsible. But when he's with me, he can just be that kid and we're going to play together and have a lot of fun. It sounds silly, doesn't it? But
not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the way it is. So remember that, guys. The last method of humor I'd like to talk about is just exaggeration. I mean, sort of what we've been doing for the last 10 minutes. Just be ridiculous. I mean, I've gotten girls' phone numbers just by walking around like a crab.
You don't want to see this yourself, guys.
No, that's why this is only an audio version. And of course, karaoke really allows you to sing a note off key and just be ridiculous. But Amy, should this method be used with all girls?
Probably not. I think I'm just having this vision of this real snobby woman looking at this guy making a fool of himself on karaoke, sticking up her nose, turning around and walking out because she wants to be with somebody who's very serious and very, very prideful and never makes a mistake. But listen, guys, do you want to be with a girl who sees you at your worst, laughs at it, loves it? Or do you want to be with a girl who says, you're making a fool of me because you're acting silly? I mean, give me a break. If you can act silly and attract women, those are the sort of women you want to be
exactly.
with.
Exactly. And I think this sort of goes back to something we've been talking about for quite a bit, your life purpose. Sort of know what you want, right?
Yes.
I mean, just, you know, if you enjoy being funny, enjoy being silly, well, you don't want to be with an ice queen. You want to be with someone who can appreciate that sort of humor. So guys, just know what you like and then you'll find it. There you go. So just like laughter is the best medicine, it's also one of the best aphrodisiacs. So use it and have fun. This concludes today's edition of RRRelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/two-woman. That's 000relationships.com/two-woman. OOOrelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, OOOrelationships.com, a Unica Design Company, all rights reserved.